From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better. This explains a little bit about how things work when there is no conductor, when someone like Vadim comes in, or if it's just an ensemble out of ProMusica and they're all focused on that first chair.
Absolutely. When you see when Vadim leads, he can just lead the whole ensemble from the principal's chair. And it's easy to do as long as you have an orchestra that's kind of listening together. I did sometimes Mahler symphonies where I let the orchestra play at least half of a movement completely on their own. Because, you know, when I get, I mean, then of course we're talking about huge symphony orchestras, but when I get the feeling that the people are not listening to each other as much as they should, and that they are too reliant on the conductor, or just, you know, not paying enough attention to what's going on around them in terms of sound and what, you know, the other members are doing, how the other lines are going. I had times when I, in rehearsals, let them play half a movement, at least of a Mahler symphony, and that's long and very complicated just on their own. And if they know they have to do it, if they get focused, they can do that. That's no problem. It's all about listening to each other, feeling each other, and kind of getting into this mood of, you know, we want to stay together. Then when you have an orchestra that really can do that and really is attentive on, you know, paying attention to each other, then you can lead very easily as a conductor, funnily, because then you don't have to micromanage everything, but you can just, you know, show the greater phrases or just, you know, give a little bit precision, give a little bit help, and in generally shape the music. And that's what a conductor, I think, is there for, not to kind of organize every little thing.
So if a conductor is up there really going at it and waving his arms wildly, he's either showing off or the orchestra is not paying attention.
Well,
or maybe a little bit of both.
It depends very much. I think every conductor has his or her own style. And I was lucky to kind of see a lot of very, very good conductors when I was living in Salzburg, but also with the Gustav Mahler Youth Orchestra when I was with them. And I mean, like, to see the difference between, let's say, for example, Boulez and Gergiev, both of them without baton, but I mean, like, complete opposite personalities, and both of them getting absolute fantastic results out of orchestras. I think what is important as a conductor is that you do your own thing and that you stay kind of, that you don't try to, if something has a kind of more showmanship attitude as a personality, I think that's fine if it reflects it on stage. It would be strange if this kind of person would suddenly be very kind of precise and, you know, kind of held back on stage. Yeah. On the other hand, there are some people who actually kind of are rather calm and so off stage, and suddenly they kind of do this showmanship. You know, I think you should try to kind of just do what you feel and you know what feels right for you. Then you have maybe the best chance that musicians will understand or accept that, you know, that you're leading them as you are and not trying to fake your way through, you know.
I noticed at the outdoor concert that your gestures were minimal. Everything seemed, and one of the people sitting with me leaned over and said, they are all really, he just has them in the palm of his hand, doesn't he? I said, well, they're all together. And so you didn't look like you were having to work very hard.
No. It has also to do with the his pieces. I mean, for example, Mendelssohn's Scherzo, you can only wreck as a conductor. You can, I mean, you're really, to be honest, you're really only there to give the first upbeat and then get out of the way, because it's just, I mean, there are so many notes and it's always going in one tempo and the same type of bar. I mean, you can only get in the way, really, in a kind of way. And then with the other pieces, of course, you know, at certain passages, you try to inspire. And when you feel that, you know, the energy level is dropping a little bit of the orchestra, then you have maybe 10 bars where you kind of remind them visually, you know, that the task is to stay always sharp and focused. But I think a lot of the music that we did in that concert speaks for itself and kind of is very clearly written as to what is to be done. I mean, when you take the Alessien suite, it doesn't leave a lot of room open for question marks in the orchestra where they kind of need a lot of direction from the conductor. I mean, when you start bam, 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 ba bam, ba bim, ba bi, there's not a lot of ways to play that, right? You know, I said one thing in the rehearsal to make one of the notes a little bit longer because it sounded a little bit strange when everything was short. You know, I mean, everybody plays the same thing and it goes on for like 1 minute like this, and then comes the theme again in piano in the winds, and you know what I mean? It's just pretty obvious, I guess, for the players if they kind of pay attention to each other, what, you know, how it should be played.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.